cheer, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens.
We're going to be friends. 我们还是分手以后可以做朋友。大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hi guys, I'm Adam. I haven't heard that song in 10 years.
我们今天带给大家的呢是美国乐队 White Stripes 的一首歌，很经典的，叫 We're going to be friends.、Yeah. 我们还是会做朋友，或者我们继续、mm. 我们会做朋友啊，因为今天我们说的话题呢就是最近不管在中国还是在美国都有 high profile celebrity breakup.
Right, splits.
就是很有名的人物明星闹得比较大的这种离婚官司啊分手，就中国有王宝强。Mm. I was so surprised you even heard about it.Adam 他早上问我说中国一个好像有个明星在闹离婚，我说是是是，然后后来一想美国这个 Johnny Depp、
yeah.
对不对，他跟他的老婆也是闹的，反正就挺厉害挺不好看的、mm. 那今天呢我们就来说说这个分手呀，然后最主要就是 not all breakupsneed to be ugly,
right? Exactly.
好，所以今天的节目呢，也是更加能涉及到中美文化差异或者中美文化观点的一集节目，希望大家喜欢。然后关注开言英语公众号，你可以看到今天的节目详细文本，然后我们往期所有精彩的推送，对你来说也是很好的一个英语学习的累积。所以大家到公众号查找开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。哎 ，Adam， 你知道王宝强吗？
Mm-hmm.
喜剧演员，英文说
A comedian.
Comedian. Basically, everyone is watching his divorce drama unfolding in
yeah,
China.
Millions of people.
对这个，我觉得蛮 sad 的， mm. 因为现在奥运会，奥运健儿都在那里 ，you know, give、
yeah.
their blood, sweat, and tears. But a lot of people are also, you know, just following、
right.
a breakup.
A breakup, a nasty breakup.
A nasty breakup. 这个。是很好啊，这个说法 nasty 的意思就是很糟糕的、mm. 对不对，然后它可以形容break up 分手，我们都知道、
yeah.
就是这种可能大家搞得很僵，搞得很不好看、
mm, right.
是吧
Ooh, nasty
it's so nasty 我刚刚说搞得很不好看，其实英文你确实是可以说 it's an ugly breakup
yeah also it's good
right very ugly
yeah
或者呢有些人处理的比较好的就可以说是一个 amicable
yeah amicable split、
嗯、
amicable breakup
amicable 就是大家比较友好、
嗯、
对吧、
right.
你刚刚说 split up so breakup split up 都是分手的意思、
right.
嗯，即使是已经结婚的现在就是好像要去离婚啊什么、
嗯、
we can still use these two words、
yeah.
right因为中文里你说分手可能更多的是说还没有结婚的人谈恋爱
Right Yeah, so in English they don't really have to be married
It's
the same thing
Break up, split、
yeah.
up Or 分居是吧、
mm. well, That's a separation So it's not a that's not a legal thing That's just a space thing、You go, you live here, I live here
So they're separated
Right, but they're still from a legal point of view together
就 legally 他们还是 married、
mm.
还是结婚的但只是现在就是他们是 live separately,
live separately.、
所以有些人你也会听到他说 Oh, we're separated、
right.
Or I'm separated from my wife I'm separated from my husband
That's right
Some people, they can work it out during this period of separation
That's true
对不对有些人在这个分居的阶段呢最后就是化解了矛盾最后又回到一起所以你可以说 They've worked it out、
yep.
Work something out 就是我们解决了这个矛盾
Right
Back together 但有一些人呢 If they can't work it out 就是 they become divorced
Right
这一次呢我们中国的 comedian 演员王宝强还是美国的 Johnny Depp、
mm.
他们就情况有点不一样因为王宝强 He's accusing his wife、
mm.
of cheating
Right
所以英文里面这个 cheating 它其实就是撒谎欺骗的意思
Yes, but if you add the word on Then it's always like cheating on your wife Cheating on your husband、
嗯、
Not just like cheating
Girlfriend, boyfriend
right, Exactly,
对吧
exactly
所以欺骗呢要看具体的情况语境啊、嗯、你考试的时候如果作弊 You sneak in some small piece of paper、
right.
with the answers That's also cheating
cheating,、yeah.
cheating on a test
Cheating on a test、
But in relationships Cheating on someone 就是就是有外遇的意思、
mm.
可以说什么 two timing 吗？我也
听过的。Two timing.
Two timing 好像更多是还没结婚是吧？就一个人 like a player， 就是还在谈恋爱的时候，他就脚踏两条船。
He's a two timer. I think it just sounds a little outdated.
有点过时。Being unfaithful.
Yeah, that's also okay. That's seems like that's more.A little bit deeper.
更正式一点这个说法、对吧 Someone is unfaithful. 那如果一个人 cheating, 然后又被抓到了就可以说 someone is caught.
Yes, you catch them.
They are caught cheating.
Right.
像这次王宝强他就抓到他的
You
really know the whole detail of the story.
I don't know. I also have Weibo. I don't know if that's...
你好八卦。说一个人很八卦英文可以怎么说啊
I'm gossipy?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Okay,
I don't know if I'm...
八卦杂志就是 Gossip Magazine, 对吧
Oh, I guess I just want to know what's going on.
对
I
这个因为
guess that's gossipy.
是你很 gossipy. 但是你说 agent 就是经纪人啊、他老婆和 agent. 但是这个情况好像也是他老婆又说 Like the husband wasn't particularly faithful. He was cheating on her with someone else. So basically...、You have a...
Oh, yeah. He said, she said situation.
对,这个用法也特别好,而且很简单,大家一听就知道。He said, she said, 就是罗生门,对吧?这个男的说自己的话,女的说自己的话, and you don't know who's telling the truth.
And you can't you know.
And you can't know exactly, because no one knows what goes on in a marriage.
Right.
别的人真的很难 judge 去评判别人因为一个婚姻是很复杂的好说完王宝强说说美国的这个 big split breakup drama 就是 Johnny Depp and he's 说嫩妻 his young wife
pretty young Amber Heard、
oh, she's gorgeous 她真的很漂亮
Jenny really likes Amber Heard
我前面一直跟 Adam 和 Diana 说她真的很漂亮他们这个、ugly nasty breakup 这女方说男方家暴、家庭暴力
Right, the domestic violence
Or domestic abuse
Domestic abuse, yeah
这两个说法都可以、Domestic 这个词呢它有一个意思是国内的比如说你去坐飞机对吧 You've got international、
right.
and you've got domestic、
right.
但还有一个意思呢就是 within a marriage、
yeah.
家庭内的 婚姻内的
In your home、
That's just a deal breaker
Sure
没有 inexcusable
yeah,
对不对、
sure.
就不可饶恕的一个人如果是一个家暴男你可以说他是 a domestic abuser
Yeah or just an abuser
Abuser、in general
Maybe a bit more common but not very polite is wife beater
就是打老婆的人、A wife beater
Wife beater、yeah.
Wife beater 也是一种衣服、
yes.
是吗
Yes becauseIf you look at who beats their wives, they might be wearing that A-style t-shirt.
Wife beater 也是一个背心，就男士背心的比较口语俚语的叫法。为什么呢？就是 Adam 刚刚解释的，这只是一个 stereotype 不太好啊。哎，我们说了很多这种 ugly, nasty breakup. 我觉得我们应该再说说比较 amicable, 比较友好的，对吧？中文我们说好聚好散、英文里有没有一个相对应的说法
I'm not sure if we have something that covers both the come together、the coming together and the leaving we focus on the leaving usually、
英语里没有特别对应的说好聚好散、但是你们有一些说法就是说好散就大家说拜拜的时候也、对
we could leave、for example、on good terms
okay can、you say they broke up on good terms
you could say that yeah、
就是 分手分开的时候 on good terms 就是大家的关系还是比较好的、
more common would be、if somebody asks hey how is your ex-wifeOh, we're still on good terms.
We're still on good terms.
It's more common to say that way.
或者就是像我们前面用的那个词 amicable, right?
Amicable,
It was
right.
an amicable breakup.
That's a pretty high level word, amicable.
但这个词你说挺高级的。
Yeah, so which I'm not trying to say don't memorize it.
Well, I learned it, I remembered it. 就是因为我有一个特别好的闺蜜以前在澳洲、然后就是讲到一个什么男生然后他说 Oh, we used to go out, we used to date, but we broke up. 然后我就说 Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. 他说、oh, 没关系。他说 It was an amicable breakup.、
Yeah.
他就跟我说这还蛮 friendly.
Sometimes.
Can you actually say it was a friendly breakup?
Yeah, you could, but it's maybe not the most common.
这不是最对应的一个词、friendly 这个情况下啊。诶，好像还可以说 it was a mutual decision, right?
Yeah, mutual.
Mutual 就是是我们两个都做了这个决定。对。
Yeah, it's not like the girl just left or the guy just left.
It's not like they broke up with you on a post-it note.
Right, or a dear John letter.
Or a WeChat message,
yeah. Is that okay? Can you do that?
Well, I bet people are doing
it. I think probably people
now,
do, yeah.
But in any case, 就不要搞得那么 public 吧。我觉得但明星名人可能也很难，因为有那么多的 gossip magazine、
right.
or paparazzi 狗仔会去追。
Right.
像美国就是不是 TMZ 那个、
yeah.
the huge paparazzi machine,
right, the machine,
所有的爆料的人都会。像这次 Johnny Depp 的老婆就把一段什么视频偷拍他在家发脾气啊、扔杯子的就露。Leaked it to TMZ,、
yeah.
对吧？中国有很多爆料的这种。好，那最后我想要分享给大家的是，美国有一位女演员，也是拿过奥斯卡奖的，就是 Gwyneth Paltrow、
嗯。
她的前夫呢，大家可能也很熟悉，
right.
是 Coldplay 的主唱
yep, Chris Martin。
Chris Martin， 他们前两年 when they decided to separate and then later got a divorce。They issued a statement, a joint statement.、
Right.
他们一起发了一个声明，然后那个声明里面，他们就讲得特别好。那句话，他说 ，We consciously uncouple,
yes,
but we co-parent.
Right.
Consciously uncouple 呢？他们这个声明出了以后，现在也变成一个固定说法了。
Yes.
虽然有很多人会嘲笑他们说，哦，你们用那么难的词，你们那么装。
Right.
But I think it's actually it's a really good attitude.
It is a good attitude. I mean, so many people laughed at them after they made this statement. But yeah, it really is a good attitude.
对，那 couple 呢？大家都知道，就是一对。恋人或者一对夫妻对吧、
right.
CP 啊，然后 to uncouple 你看这可以变一个动词
decouple or
decouple
对
uncouple decouple 用的比较多啊，就是分开了、
right.
对不对 no longer couple 那他们说我们是 consciously uncouple、
right.
so if you make a decision consciously、you make a conscious decision 就是我们经过思考深思熟虑的、
okay.
对吧我们思考以后决定 uncouple 但是呢因为我们有孩子 so we still co-parent
together
Parent 除了是名词以外它也是一个动词、
right.
就是养育自己的孩子 So if you co-parent 就是跟你的另外一半去一起养育孩子、教育他们啊。所以最后我们送大家还是前面的那首 White Stripes 的歌、
okay.
We're going to be friends 对 We want to leave you with something positive to think about 那所有 couple 他们的事情 Only they know right? 我觉得最后就是也不要 pass too much judgment and it's yeah this whole paparazzi culture is just
terrible
it's really sad 对、
right.
哎、不知道大家对这个事情怎么看哦我一边说 paparazzi culture is really sad 一边在问大家怎么看
yeah,
留言里告诉我们
sure. Well, I'm so gossipy so I need to
好那希望大家喜欢我们这一期的节目然后呢也可以查看我们往期的推送不管你是对中美文化差异有兴趣还是对一些实用的英语说法我们在往期的微信推送里面都会有那开言英语呢也会持续带给你日常生活中会用得到谈得到的话题我觉得很重要的是能够激起你对学习英语的一种兴趣和热情那我们的会员呢今年在除了有好内容的同时我们也有很多像直播课然后微信的辅导班会送给大家希望你们喜欢那一年的会员只要629元 OK, we'll see you next time 再见
Bye.